order.
And I'd like to call the special meeting of the Public Transportation and Capital Projects, Public Works, Capital Projects and Transportation Committee to order.
Okay. And we're here for the 2025 through 2030 County Exec Recommended Capital Improvement Program. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Chair Cabarrus. Thank you, Chair Nolan. Thank you to the members of the committee, both Public Works and Ways and Means. I wanted to have my Deputy Budget Director, Don Pisnell, take a few moments and provide, one, a update on where we are with capital projects for 2024. This is something that we've been doing with the Ways and Means Committee every month. We did not get a chance to do it during the regular meeting, and I thought it would be helpful to do it before we start talking about 25 and through 30's capital improvement plan. And Deputy Budget Director Quisnell also prepared a quick overview of the 2025 to 30 capital improvement plan that I want him to walk you through before we start talking about each of the individual projects. So with that, here you go, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak today. Is there a preference in where you would like to start with the overview or with the summary of capital projects to date?
Why don't we do the summary?
Sure.
I'm sorry. Let's do the update first, so we left.
Sure. So for the Public Works and Capital Projects Committee, this has been a document that we've been working on with Ways and Means with their input over the last few months. And I think we're getting to a place that's comfortable for everybody. But again, if there's any suggestions or anything you would like incorporated, please let me know. I'd be happy to do so. What you have in front of you is an issue that of the quarterly report we do, and then we also do a monthly report, which is for any capital project that has construction costs that are established over $5 million. So if you just don't mind flipping around with me, you'll see on the first page that the county currently has 110 active capital projects. And you will see a majority of our spending is in highway and general government, as is traditional for our county. To date, we have completed 21 capital projects this year. The intent is once the 25 through 2030 capital program is established, this entire document will be updated. The ones that have been completed will be removed, and we'll start fresh on January 1st again. On our second page, you will see that the expense in capital projects to date, it's $25,676,000, which is just shy of what the 2023 capital project expenses were for the entire year. We still have a few more months to go. Once we get into the other PowerPoint we have prepared for you, there is an estimate built into that of where we expect we will be at the end of the year this year. You'll see there is a grouping of what type of category the expenses have come out so far this year, and a monthly transaction where you'll see on a monthly basis, we are spending significantly more than what we have in the last fiscal year. The next three pages will be the projects that we have. There are currently three that are established for construction that are over $5 million. One of them is the Government Operations Center. One of them is the County Courthouse. And the other is the Galeville Bridge replacement. I am happy to say that after talking with Public Works today, there's no severe lags or anything that is drastically behind timetable or over budget here in the county. There is a note that the courthouse, due to some scheduling conflicts with the OCA, the windows can only be put in when they're not doing active court sessions. So the project may be pushed back just a couple months, but they're still expected to be done by the end of the year. On the ledger size paper, you'll see this is every active capital project in the county and every project that is included in the capital program. And for this piece of paper, it's the 24 through 29 capital program. It is broken down by responsible department, and per Ways and Means suggestion, we have the current phase they're in, the percentage of completion of the project, the estimated completion dates, and how much we have spent both in fiscal year 24 and for the life of the project as a whole. I know that's a lot of data to take in, but by all means, if you have any questions, please feel free.
Anybody have anything?
I just asked, since you have a column of notes and red flags, and it looks like there's just a couple that are pretty mundane, waiting for plow trucks and so forth, but is there anything that you'd like to call to our attention in the notes and red flags category?
At this time, I would say respectfully, no, there's nothing. We met again today with Public Works this afternoon, and there was nothing of major concern that was brought up.
Thank you.
So just using the courthouse as an example, so you're showing the phase completion percentage, but I still don't see the total project percentage completion.
Okay. I will make sure to add in a column for the next time where we have total phase completion and total project completion.
Yeah, if you could. I mean, it's easier to start looking at it when we see the, because you have percentage of budget, which is great, so 67% of budget, but if we're only, which I know we're not, but let's say we're only 40% of the way through the project, that would be a concern.
Yep.
So it's
totally understandable.
Thank you. All right. Nothing else? Move into the summary.
Yeah, I would just note here that this is very useful, and thank you for the extra effort to put it together in this fashion for us.
I'm glad to help.
Thank you.
So with the PowerPoint that we have here for you today, the intent is just kind of to prime the conversation for you, to let you know what's a little bit different in this year's capital program. We listened to you at the end of last year's budget cycle. We incorporated some of the things that you've requested. You'll notice that there's a different format this year. One of the slides will show you that there is a place you can go online to figure out, like, the reader's guide, so to speak, so figuring out what certain terms mean. So if you'll just, again, just follow along with me. On page 2, you'll see what the capital improvement program and capital budget process is. We, as the budget department, review capital projects all throughout the year, but just like the operating budget, there is a distinct cycle in which we have a certain amount of time to work with departments to try and figure out what projects should be put forward to you. And as you'll see, that is from May to roughly December is the full budget cycle, similar to what the operating budget is. What is new this year is you will notice that in the operating budget books you have been handed out, there is a one-year capital plan, and I put it in quotes, a one-year budget, so to speak. And then aside from that, there's the six-year capital plan that you are accustomed to, which is a separate book. That is written based off of how the charter is. What I would like to differentiate for you, though, is just because the one-year plan is built into the operating budget, once the legislature approves the budget, it does not establish the capital projects. We still have to come to you with resolutions to establish the projects and fund them. And then just a few terminology for you throughout the year, because I know sometimes it gets a little cloudy around some of these subjects. So we have the operating budget, which you are familiar with. There is the six-year plan, and now there is the one-year plan. But I want to make sure that you understand that the one-year plan and the project and the capital fund are three separate things. So the fund and the budget is simply a one-year plan. The fund is when we come to you and the finance team and the budget team refers to it as the H fund. That's when the money is actually given to the departments, and that's where the money is actually put so they can spend down the projects and use it. That's why when you see a resolution, it may say we amend the program, we establish a project, and we amend the fund. For our purposes, they're three separate things. So I don't want to take up too much of your time today because I know you have quite a big book to go through. So there's just four areas I wanted to touch base with you today: the Reader's Guide, Capital Outlays, the Capital Improvement Program, and Projects. So on the Reader's Guide, the best advice I can give is there's a hyperlink there, and it is a link to our online budget books. And in there, it'll tell you what certain terminology means, like a recurring project is going to be a project you see annually, such as vehicle purchases, and it will give you a full breakdown. And then our capital outlays, which is page 7, will show you how much on capital projects we have spent since the year 2014. We are estimating at this time to be just shy of $32 million by the end of fiscal year. And you'll note that last year we spent $25 million, so that is a $7 million jump. Inflation, and we have the county courthouse, so we expect things like this to continue in the future and potentially an upward trend on capital projects down the line. The next page gives you a breakdown of the 2025 to 2030 capital improvement program by fiscal year. You'll note that there's roughly $122 million in the program submitted to you for review for fiscal year 2025. The following page is the 25 through 2030 capital improvement program by project type. You will note that of the $354 million that is in the capital program, $163 is for buildings and facilities, and $67 is for roads and bridges. Now, the category other improvements on there, that is going to be mostly ARPA projects, planning studies, and it is your emergency management communications capital project. On page 10, you'll see that the 2025 capital budget by request type, it is the same thing that you just saw, but for the 1 year. Of that $72 million in buildings and facilities, that does include SUNY. And it also includes the dollars for the GOC building. So that will be a majority of what's there. And then on page 11, you'll see the same $122 million number. And then we have, this is where you will traditionally see what we have done in years past. Culture and recreation is $2 million. And then we have $20 million in transportation and $44 million in general government, respectively, this year. Now, where you can go to view these projects online, we have our ClearGov software, and this year we have something called ClearDocs that made the plan a little more malleable for us to incorporate some of your recommendations. Our naming scheme for our projects is the responsible department and then a hyphen in what the project title is. So if you go online and go underneath capital projects, and then if it's a education or highway or health project, and then the blue hyperlink in the middle of the page there, that'll bring up the 3 to 4 page sheet that you will also have in a printed book that you can view online. And then the same deal, we also have a different page that has capital improvement programs. It's kind of like our homepage. You can click on the 2025 capital budget. A list will come up. Again, click on the blue title, and it'll bring up that 3 to 4 page as well, so you can dig into the narrative. If there's any questions, that's what we have today to present to you. As always, we're happy to answer anything.
Again, this looks incredibly useful. I'm sure it's on the website, but if someone is trying to use this and has questions, who takes those questions? Is there an email address or a phone number that takes them to finance, or what do they do if they're using this and other than a glitch in the technology? You know, they're looking at what's presented for a project and they want to know more about it. Do they go to the department or do they come to finance? What do we recommend?
I would recommend that they email us directly at budget@co.ulster.ny.us. It's a shared email address amongst all of my staff, so this way one of us can respond timely. Of course, if they're not comfortable with email, they're more than welcome to call in my line directly. It's 845-340. I think it's 3459. I think is mine, but again, I understand that most people email is usually the best way, but sometimes phone is better. So.
And just it's very simple. On page 10 there, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, the technologies, is that the company that's allowing us to make this kind of presentation available to the legislature and the public? It says FAUGET Technologies. Do you see that under the line that runs across above the page number? Is it just on mine?
It might be just on yours. I don't see it on ours.
Oh, it's a secret message?
Yes. Maybe. the software we're using is the company's name is ClearGov that we're using.
ClearGov. It's different than what it says here, but yep. I'll take that. Thank you. Thank you. Chair Gavaris.
Yeah, I was going to tell it. So,
All right, so unless there's any objection, the way we've done this in the past is we literally go page by page, but unless there's a question, I sort of just plow through those pages. So it does, I know this seems pretty thick, but it does go fast. If there is questions though, we can stop. We can take things out of order. Legislator Nolan has asked that we start with you, Kat, since it's a smaller amount. So we'll jump to that unless anybody has any reason why we shouldn't. All right. So page 263 is the UCAP bus shelters. I'll wait until everybody gets there and then I'll.
Yeah, well, people are finding that. It's page 263. Director Tony Roser from the Ulster County Area Transit is here. And I think it would be helpful just to have a little update on bus shelters and how it relates to the route optimization study has been an ongoing question at our committee meetings.
Reviewing our routes. Could sit up. I know about that. Sorry. Right now, we're in the process of doing a route optimization study on our routes. Our first public meeting is going to be November 13th. And once this study is done, it will identify areas where bus shelters may be needed or where they are wanted. So as of this point today, we have sent out letters to all of the municipalities asking where they would like a bus shelter constructed, and also if they would be willing to maintain it once we installed the bus shelters, and we have received zero replies back. So the municipalities aren't responding back to agree to do the maintenance on these bus shelters.
You forward that out to the legislators so sure. We can go back and to our respective supervisors and mayors.
Sure.
So.
Because, you know, we do get calls quite frequently from the municipalities for bus shelters, but no one wants to take ownership of for the maintenance of them.
Yeah. I attend the monthly supervisors meeting, so I can also put this on as an agenda item if you send me that information as well.
I can say that some of the public, some of the private buildings or, you know, constructions, they actually do put up a bus shelter. They pay for them themselves and maintain them.
Yeah, if there would be also maybe a summary or even estimated cost of what it costs to maintain them.
Sure.
So the towns know what they're getting into and what their expectation is.
What happens if the towns don't take responsibility? We don't build them?
Yeah,
or we have to find the private sponsor. For them.
I guess my question is, the county will not take responsibility for maintenance?
The county could, as I understand it, the county could consider doing that. It's quite a far-flung county. But currently, I believe the planning, supervision of this project is with planning. And so I think we should talk with the planning department about options. I don't think we have pushed as far as we can push with municipalities being involved in this. I personally would also like us to consider maybe a much simpler design for these shelters that could even possibly be mobile, be able to move if the route moves and a stopping point on the route moves. So I think there's still conversation to be had before we come in and say we've got the right solution.
My concern is the towns are doing their budget process now too, and unless they put this in their budget for next year, it's not going to happen.
This won't happen until 26.
Okay.
But this is budgeted for 26.
Budgeted for 26, okay, so yeah, that's so
that's also something for us to be mindful as we're going through. Hmm. We're doing a lot of talking right now, which is if we do this on every one of these, midnight will fast approach and we'll be thrown out. But yeah, doesn't have any expense for 25, so this is really a 26 project.
Just a quick question. What if a municipality says yes, but there is no bus route currently to that municipality?
Well, then that's probably a problem.
Build it.
Well, what I'm saying is we probably should not invite municipalities to be a part of this bus shelter if they don't have bus routes. Mm-hmm.
We should have bus routes to every town, city, and the county.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure we have bus routes to every town in the county. We service most of the county, not the remote areas like Willow or places like that. But we do go, you know, as far up as Bel Air, Big Indian. We go to Newburgh. And the route optimization study will also give us a couple of scenarios of where these routes are going to go. And we're not going to eliminate any of the areas that we go to right now.
I don't want to belabor this. I just think that we need to be thoughtful about this if we're going to put the word out there.
Okay. Project 568, UK to EV connections. Any questions, comments? No? All right. Project number to be determined, electric multimodal centers. Any questions?
You want the connections or the?
I'm sorry.
The 568?
Then we moved on to.
569.
Well, there's no project number assigned yet. It's the.
Page 269.
I'm sorry, yeah, page 269.
I would just note that the estimated start date for this is 2025, and that needs to be moved back. Not going to happen in 2025, at least January 1st, 2025.
Correct. So, well, that's a good point. So if there's expected to start in 2025, how can there be no expenses in 2025?
Looking at our documents, we're showing that this starts in 2026 with design?
Yeah, strictly designed in 2026. So on the main page, it says estimated start date, let's say no one's right, 1/1/25. Yeah.
We will fix that. That is an error. That's a clerical error.
Okay.
This is like it didn't get updated.
All right.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Page 272, fleet electrification program. All right. You sound good. Thank you. All right. Back to the front.
You mean we're not done?
A little bit of a tease. Start at the back.
Page 49.
Page 49. Thank you very much.
Is that down?
No, I'm off. 47.
Thank you very much. Thank you. All right, page 45, eight to parks. Questions? All right. Page 47, open space and recreation programs. 2026. Okay. Page 49, UND Corridor Trail, Chandakan Phase 1.
Do we need to make any changes based on the determination that there may be, that there is a need to do further historical in evaluation of this project? Thank you.
No, the short answer is no.
Wow.
38 or 39? It's way out there. This is from
Gallagher King Road to the day use area in Bel Air.
Okay. Thanks.
Page 51, UND Corridor Phase 2, which is a 26 expense. Page 54, SUNY Equipment and Technology. Page 57,
SUNY infrastructure improvements. And if you guys feel anything noteworthy, just feel free to point them out to us if it's something we're not seeing. Page 60, roof replacement and exterior site work. Page 63, site work improvements.
So I did want to note on the SUNY Ulster projects, you'll notice that for this year, the capital program funds 25 and 26 capital projects, does not fund out year capital projects. That is pending the college's completion of their master plans. We expect the master plan to be presented shortly, so the out-year projects will be represented within that master plan, and at that time, those out-year projects would be put back into the plan pending the master plan. So slight deviation from what you've seen in the past.
Thank you.
Page 69, ARPA Solar and EV charging infrastructure. Page 71, Boyceville substation improvement. Page 74, DPW management system and control upgrades.
Maybe just on that, is that mainly software or is it mainly hardware or are both included here? I can't remember where we're putting software expenses.
Primarily software that controls the building maintenance systems. So most of the systems, you know, buildings are 15, 20 years old and they're inefficient. And this is a three-year program that spreads the costs.
And it'd be something like smart building type of system?
Smart systems.
Thank you.
They have remote controls, controlling some building managers. So they can set points. Control different air vents and things like that. And we're ready to go to RFP in 2021.
Thank you.
Page 77, fleet vehicles. This is sticking with our fleet plan?
Yeah, so this is our fleet replacement program. We will certainly work with the legislature through the Fleet Management Committee, and if there's any changes there, that would be reflected within this plan here. This is your standard replacement.
Page 79, DPW Department Relocation Management. Page 81, DSS Basement Restoration. This includes mitigation for future. Page 84, elevator modernization.
I see one
of them is one's done 50% of the way.
Guy told me 2 to 3 weeks.
That was 6 months ago?
No, today.
I'm kidding.
So I just note there are other elevators and other buildings that will also be modernized, but in addition to the county office building, 244 Fair Street.
Page 87, DPW Facility Improvement Program. Page 90, Fairground Improvements. Does this include the pool or the pool is separate?
No, Oh.
No, that's okay. Page 93, fire alarm and access control program. Thank you, Gina. Page 96, geothermal at 368 Broadway. Page 99, Golden Hill building interior renovations. Page 102, Golden Hill water tanks. This is just we're going to restore the existing and we're not replacing, or we are. We don't know.
Yeah.
Well,
the size of
it's going to depend on the housing infrastructure that goes up there. Currently, this is mostly used for fire suppression at Euclid.
Okay. But I did note, and it sounded like an improvement to me, that the plan is to replace the tower or to line it with glass. A glass tower inside the existing structure is what I read that to be. Ah, I see. Okay. That one gives 50 years of maintenance-free service. So I just note that. Sounds pretty good.
Page 104, Government Operations Center. Page 108.
Sure. I just would like to know, we're going to be submitting a technical amendment on the Government Operations Center. If you note that the expenses and revenues for fiscal year 25 and 6 do not match, we'll be submitting a technical amendment to make sure that it maps out.
Okay. Thank you. 108, Historic Preservation of County Facilities. One on 11, HVAC weatherization of various buildings. Is it customary that we have the construction and design sort of ongoing like that, all in similar numbers? We wouldn't just do this all in the beginning, have them designed. So like each year is about roughly the same split between construction and design. We wouldn't have these all designed, let's say, you know, in the beginning and then start to do them as we can.
Some buildings take longer to design. For example, right now we're designing probation building, which is really.
Can you use the microphone?
Sure. So some facilities take longer to design, others take longer to actually build. Right now we're doing design work over at 733 probation building on Broadway. That is, if you know the building, it has two different buildings that were joined together. That's where the RJC is and the old probation building. So they're two different systems. They have to be combined. We're going to all electric. So that's been in design for a long time. That's going out for RFP in early 2025 for construction at the end of the year, completion rather. So that building is much more difficult than, to answer your question, than one of the smaller building like the ones on Pearl Street over here.
No, I get that. I'm just, so you have essentially, you know, 6 years worth of design costs here. Why wouldn't, even if it took all of them 2 years to do the design work. Why wouldn't we do all the design work in the first 2 years and then have zero expense and then the rest of it is all just construction costs to, instead of spreading this out as the costs are going to go up. If we know we were going to do these projects anyway, having them designed and on the shelf ready to go to just pull the trigger on construction, we say, I mean, you're have an inflation factor built in here to escalate the cost for year over year. So why not just do them in the beginning and then cut the escalation out?
So, and I think we do this as a as-needed basis. Probation, we had some issues with the HVAC system, so that was one of the first buildings that we tackled. So right now, we don't have another building that we're going to, in the future, you know, next year, we don't have a building picked out. It's going to be used at Trudy Resnick. It'll be used at Golden Hill when we're doing the renovation projects at both of them.
So these list of projects in here are not the projects in these numbers necessarily.
I don't have the numbers in front of me, but we have historically spent those funds in the capital for the HVAC. Like we're doing the windows at 368 Broadway is coming out of this capital as well.
Well, the list of projects you have here is the County Courthouse, 1 Pearl Street, 17 Pearl, Hall of Records. Right. 733 Broadway and Ulster County and the office building. There's no mention of Trudy Farber on that.
So I think it also goes back to labor and the ability for us as a department to do all of this work that you're talking about. So that's a large obstacle that we have to overcome. The other thing is some of the units are not yet at the end of their useful life. So it's just like our roof program. We identify roofs based on condition facility reports that we do, that our building and ground staff does on an annual basis. They may recognize one building needs a new roof. So we plan that as part of our capital plan.
Okay, so this is essentially guesstimations based on what we average expense every year, year over year. This is just guesstimates going forward for potential projects that may come up. It's not like with the fleet where we know because it's year 10, we know that the Ford F-250 with a bad dual axle in the back needs to be replaced. We know that because of the life of it. With this, you're saying we're just estimating it based on what we do every year. This is approximately how much it's going to cost, and this is the projects we'll do as they get prioritized. So it's not like the fleet program. That's what I'm hearing, and I see head shaking, so the answer, I think, is yes to that. Okay.
But I think the question you raised is a good one of whether the department could consider hiring a consultant to go look at all the HVAC systems and generate that list, and whether there would be any cost savings by doing that up front and then having a list in addition to what we see happening as you go into these buildings site by site.
So it sounds like what the chair has said is more like an operational budget that increases every year at a fixed percentage point based on inflation. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we should probably try to get more towards this legislation. Only just pointing out, we have an evaluation done and then actually have known, we know that, we get at this building maybe 3 more years left on our HVAC system and then actually start the design work now. So instead of racking up large repair expense costs, we can plan the replacement before we start getting there. Chair Chris.
I had a question about the previous project. It was the historic preservation of county facilities. And I was wondering, I'm sort of on a grants thing these last couple of days, but your relationship to the grants department in terms of finding potential funding for historic preservation, I know that that's a long process to identify a grant, apply for the grant, get it. And so how is your communication with the grants department about potential projects? Are you front loading all of them to them and saying, here's 6 potential historic sites we want to do and look, find out what's there? Or do you say specifically, we are looking to do the roof on this building. Is there any money out there? Anybody who...
So we've reached out with this capital in particular. We've reached out to the county clerk's office to identify funds for the Pearson House. And they have identified funds based on historic preservation grants. So that's how we're doing it. That's the direction we want to move in 2025, specifically with this capital program.
Sure, as well, I'd like to add, with Don working in the budget office and having a grants team within the budget department, one of the things is we have those monthly meetings with DPW planning and environment. And it gives us the opportunity, as DPW is looking at some of these different capital projects, to be able to flag potential opportunities where grants may or may not exist. And I believe my other deputy budget director, Victoria Reed, has identified several grant opportunities that may work out for some of these capital projects, whether it be historic preservations or GOC or some of the others. So it is something that it's on our radar. And one of the nice things about having that synergy between budget and grants is as these conversations come up with the departments, we're able to flag potential opportunities that they may not have thought about or known about, and be able to backstop those departments that already have that on their radar. I know yesterday, like Director Erickson talked about his grant opportunities and whatnot, and he's got a good system as far as looking at grants and knowing what the cycle is. And so, you know, we would like to support that, but we also don't want to interfere with the process that's working.
Thank you.
Uh, 114 Paradise Lane solar installation. 116 pump house control for Kingston Water. 119 roof replacement program. 122 solar array siting project. 125 Trudy Resnick Farber office building repairs. 128 UFLAC energy upgrades. 131 Oceanic pool upgrades. 134 EV charging stations. 137 that rooftop solar. 140 Cornell Street Park. 142 Golden Hill Solar. 144 IT and enterprise system management software.
So this would be the capital project to do the full installation. Your ongoing cost would be in your software in the operating budget in the out years.
Thank you. 146, network detection and response software. Uh, 148, operations and data center move. $151, Crisis Stabilization Center. $155, Route 28, water sewer extension. $158, brownfield redevelopment. $160, geothermal Silver Gardens. $162, green energy job training. $164, water and sewer infrastructure. $168, emergency management, countywide radio system. Have to amend the completion date.
All right, thank you. We'll note that.
171, mobile command post. 171, do we know the status of the Sheriff's Department's I don't even know what the vehicle was called, but we got a nice demo. Yes.
What's it called?
Bearcat. Do you know the status? If anybody doesn't, it's fine. Okay, thank you. I know we had a demo of it last year and just didn't know the outcome. 173, Emergency Medical Services BLS Grant Program. How have we announced this to agencies?
So we've been holding several town hall sessions with agencies. So we've announced that this is an upcoming project. Once we're fully approved through the budget, we'll certainly be going back around and having more conversations. Typically, we have conversations both at the supervisors' meetings. We have those conversations there. Also, all of the fire departments will be meeting with all of them and having conversations as we move forward. And also, the battalion coordinators will be bringing this out throughout their jurisdictional areas.
Thank you. 175, Brazos upgrade. 177, Sheriff's Department facility, garage, and impound yard. 180, body cams. 182, in-car cameras. 184, taser replacements. Ah, here it is. 186, Bearcat, D3.
You want one, Chair?
Yes, I did. As soon as I saw it, I was like, this would be a great vehicle.
Supposed to be delivered in January.
Ribbon cutting in the snow. I love it. 188, Flock LPR upgrade replacement. 190, jail body cams. 192, jail, kitchen, and laundry equipment grade. $195, law enforcement equipment replacement. $197, technology purchase. $203, Big Pond Bridge replacement. $205, bridge flag response. $207, bridge program. $209, bridge substructure repairs. $211, bridge substructure repairs, Legs Mill Bridge. So this will also need to be updated on the completion year. Same thing with the next one, Rosendale Bridge.
I think that one will be completed. It's just the closeout cost on Legs Mill. Dean?
Correct.
Same thing with Rosendale?
Yes.
Okay. Bridge superstructure repairs. $217, Fantankaibo, a time kill bridge.
Same thing as that one.
Yeah, same thing. Okay. Yellowville Bridge replacement, page 220. H-222, highway equipment, bridges.
Does this project include a bridge washing vehicle? And if not, is there anywhere in this plan for a bridge washing vehicle?
Just, I was asking if this project includes a bridge washing vehicle, and if not, is there anywhere in the plan for a bridge washing vehicle? Thank you.
So our engineering department is still gathering the information. So we do not anticipate buying a bridge Washington vehicle in 25. It'll be put in for 26.
Okay. It's 222 highway equipment, roads and bridges. These larger vehicles, they don't come in electric, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it makes sense. Okay.
Not yet. 224, highway safety program. 226, Hurley Mountain Road bridge replacement. 229, large culvert program. 231, Mount Marion traffic signal. So this is one of those that baffles me. How does it take this long? And it's not a criticism, I just don't understand it, to do a traffic light. Does it really take 3 years?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question. I have no words.
The traffic light, it's a three-year project.
So we bundled the design with the traffic light that's going up on Golden Hill. So that was more of a priority. This is okay. The second stage of it. So this is going to be, there'll be a separate, this is a separate capital project for that.
So we really haven't done anything with this yet.
We have not. The design, okay. We have the design, I think, coming back very shortly. And I'd like to just say that this is the one traffic light that Ulster County owns.
All right.
I would just add that
When we look at those, one of the things that we're finding is some of the lead times with respect to mast arms and the components of a traffic signal are 12 to 14 months. So you think of it that way as well.
It's crazy. All right. Page 233, pavement preservation, various roads. I know I've asked this last year, and I'm going to keep on asking it every year. Have we looked into doing a reclamation machine for paving? I know the last time I looked into this for the town of Worsing, it was a $2.4 million expense, and that was 10 years ago. I don't know how many miles of roads we do every year, but I got to imagine doing a reclamation machine would pay for itself with not having to buy material or very little material because you literally tear up the road and put it right back down again.
Thank you.
If we could please just note it.
Yeah, it's just the maintenance of the machines themselves. We sub this out to Highway Rehab, and I know for a fact that they constantly have breakdowns and are constantly repairing their machines because of the high heat that's used and just the way it's being used. So for us to purchase one of these, I don't think it would be cost effective in my own opinion.
But we have a reclamation machine. I'm sorry, maybe I'm
no. We sub it out to a vendor, Highway Rehab.
So they're not laying down fresh material. You're saying they're actually using a machine that grinds up the existing, puts it into a hopper, heats it, and lays it right back down again.
Yeah. Highway Rehab.
I think from the projects that come to our committee, it seems like it's at least 80% of our repaving is being done this way at this point. Seems about that figure.
I don't know about 80%. But quite a few roads that we use this technique with.
Who do we sub this to?
Highway Rehab. That's the name of the company.
I've never heard of that.
So we've been seeing projects like this, I would say, for the past 5 or 6 years, really increasing in terms of how many of the projects in the county are being brought to us for this type of funding, as opposed to the wasteful tear up the old pavement and then have to dispose of it approach. And it seems to me like it's been increasing. It'd be good to have a report back on this at some point, how much we are saving by doing this in materials and in money. Because this would be, if we were not doing it this way, we would be having new asphalt purchases, which is purchasing a material that we don't want to purchase.
Yeah, I'm all in favor of the reclamation machine. I'm actually suggesting we buy one, and I'd be interested to know what the breakdown is of cost per mile for paving under the contracted amount versus what it would cost us, even if you had to hire two mechanics full time just to walk behind the machine and fix it as it breaks. I don't know. I mean, if we're doing this much, you know, $650,000 a year, I don't know what it is anymore, especially this way. But it was, I think, Worsing just put out that they spent $120,000 for a mile of road this past year in paving. So I don't know, but they don't do reclamation. They do just straight.
Yeah. We use several different types of reclamation. We do chip seal. We pave a lot of roads in-house. I mean, a majority of the roads that we paved in-house were all in-house this year.
Just a quick question. Zena Road, was that done the way it looked like it was the reclamation? Remember Zena Road in Hurley, Woodstock?
I do. I don't recall what process we used.
Thank you.
With Highway Rehab and reclamation, we usually put over a thin layer of new asphalt on top of that.
I mean, this is another tool in the toolbox. Mm-hmm. You need to right size every project. Some projects need to have, to be paved. Some of them are chip sealed. Some of them are reclaimed. There's a process by which you go through. You rate the road. You take cores. You evaluate them. And you pick the right solution for the right road. And in today's world, even your asphalt pavements are a large percent of that is recycled material. So the stuff they are ripping up goes back to the asphalt plant, gets recycled into the new mix and goes back out and gets repaved. So there is a lot of that wrap material going into the asphalt today. So it's not like we're throwing it all away, we're reusing it.
Yeah, I would just second the recommendation of the chair that you see if there's somebody who could look at the cost of the machine and the expected maintenance cost and whether it would be cost effective for the county to have it and run it, even if it required additional staffing, as opposed to our leasing. Now that we're getting into doing so much of our roads this way, and we may be at a cap point in terms of there may not be many more roads that are suitable for this type of equipment. And if that's the case, we could get stable figures to look at.
And I'll take that one step further. Maybe you should present us with the capital work you have done and what the percentage of each type of solution was utilized. You know, how much was new paved, how much was recycled, how much was chip sealed, and so on. And then that would give everybody a better idea of actually what we are doing as opposed to what we think we're doing.
All right, page 235, Phoenicia Bridge replacement.
I would just note for everyone that this is a terribly difficult project. And the DPW has already put a lot of work into this. It has a long time frame. And that's reflective of the complexity of the project. It's a bridge that the town wants to run their water supply on, and it's a very small bridge and needs to be much bigger in order to pass the stream flow that they're seeing now with intense rainfall events.
Uh, 237, roadway embankment slope stabilization. Uh, 239, same thing.
I think this is the overall stabilization program, yeah. And the prior one was the specific project, yeah. At Beaver Hill Road.
241, around 299, shoulder widening.
You will notice on this one a deviation from what's been presented in the past. This project is being evaluated. This project has been caught up in right-of-way acquisition for a very long time. We're continuing to evaluate the project. At this time, the funding that is in here is our current kind of expenditures that we've expended, I think, to date, Dean?
Correct.
So we're looking at this project as it relates to overall traffic safety, pedestrian safety, and potentially looking at this for maybe repurposing for other projects down the road, but we're certainly evaluating this project as we move forward.
243, Sansonville Road culvert replacement. Uh, 245, Schultz Road bridge replacement. Uh, 247, Scudder Brook Bridge. Completion date on this also is 26 versus the 27 expense. 249, Tongor Bridge. Same thing. You got this one also, Jenna? Don, you got this one. 251, Turnwood Bridge replacement. 253, Ulster Landing Road improvement. 255, Wolven Bridge replacement. 257, Woodstock Culvert number 2. Same thing on this one. 259, Zandhoek. Okay. Road safety improvement. $261, Golden Hill Transportation Improvement. And that is it. Anybody have anything else? Gallagher?
Go ahead. Grab my mic. Is there anything in the capital plan regarding IFERC? Thank you.
No, not for.
Yes, the capital project for departmental moves would be included within for that. But that would be the project.
Right. So I would just like to thank everybody who presented and answered questions, and also thank these departments for this work. When people say, you know, what does the county do for the county residents, this is a huge amount of work, and I'm really appreciative of the work and your presenting it for us. Yeah. Thank you.
And thank you, Budget Department. This is great. I have had issues, as you know, with the previous versions of this, and this is miles ahead of what that has been in the past. So I appreciate this booklet this time, and it's much easier. And yeah, that's why I think this went a lot smoother this year. Usually it's taken a lot longer to do this process.
Yeah, no, thank you for that. And, you know, again, as always, if there's additional comments or feedback that you want to provide, we're more than happy to listen. We've been happy to be able to work towards making this process easier, and not having the meetings go as long as they have in the past. And I also thank you for your kind words to my department and to the other departments, Public Works and Planning and Environment, UPAT, and Emergency Management, amongst the others that put forward and put the work in to get this done. So thank you.
All right. Any new business, old business?
I'll make a motion for adjournment.
Do your committee first.
We're adjourning Public Works. Is there a second on the motion to adjourn? Second by Legislator Kovacs. All in favor?
Aye.
Can I have a motion to adjourn Ways and Means? Legislator Hansett, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Thank you all.